Right, Simon Tov Reish Ayin. The Rama says, "Nogin Lomer's Miros is Ishbachos Mesudos Shemarbim Bahem VaAz Avisudos Mitzvah." So even though it's true that the meals that we have on Hanukkah, the parties that we have, aren't really Sudos Mitzvah, if you sing Zmiros is Ishbachos and praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu, so says the Rama, that turns it into a Sudos Mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. This is true by all meals that you have. If you sing Zmiros and Shiros is Ishbachos to Kaddish Baruch Hu, then it makes it into a Sudos Mitzvah. And the Maharshal says that anytime you make anything in order to praise Hashem or for mitzvah purposes, it's going to be considered a Sudos Mitzvah. Also, the Be'er Halacha points out over here, it's very sad that somehow it became popular that Hanukkah time, instead of singing Zmiros Yisbachos at Sudos, it turned into playing cards and the like, which is more in terms of levity than actual praise of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So he says we should try and focus on a Kaddish Baruch Hu during these meals and not be focused on anything else. But if a person is not able to just sit and learn Torah the whole time, so obviously better for him to do something with schok, says the Salmas Chaim, than to just sit around doing nothing at all, because sitting around doing nothing at all will lead to doing bad things. But and we know that there is a minhag of playing dreidel on Hanukkah, and that has some sort of sources, so that's okay also. The Rama continues, Yeshom Sheish Lechol Gvina B'Chanukah L'Shenes Nasa B'Chalav She'achil Yehudis Es Ha'oyed. Some say we should have dairy foods on Hanukkah, because to commemorate that Yehudis was the one who had destroyed the enemy by feeding them dairy and putting him to sleep, so therefore we continue to have dairy to this day as well. Siv Gimel, Ein Maspidna Behem Ela L'Chacham B'Fanav. You should not have a hesped for during the days of Hanukkah. As we said yesterday, you can't eulogize, but you can eulogize the Chacham in front of him. And Rama adds, Ein Masanu Yom Shemes Bo Avo Eim. You can't fast on a yard site during Hanukkah. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if you did fast on a yard site during Hanukkah, then you need to fast another fast after Hanukkah to make up for the fast that you had done inappropriately. Rama continues, Atan es chalam b'chanukah, ayin la'el simen tafkav samachay sif hei, lingin tzidik adin, ayin la'el b'chus oshkoder simen tafkav b'haga, ayin la'el simen tafresh pe gimel. So these are all the halachas that he had discussed earlier, where he said, any day that we don't say tachanan, you also don't say Kel Male. What about Avelis? So Avelis is regular in Hanukkah. It's only Durabanan, and therefore Avelis continues as regular in Hanukkah. An Onain is exempt from lighting Neiros Hanukkah. El Yarabba says that his wife should light for him instead. Whether an Onain is allowed to answer Amen is a machlokas in the poskim. And if he doesn't have his wife with him, and he's all by himself, so then the Mishnah Berurah says that he should light just without a bracha. Simon Tov Reish Ayin Aleph. Tzarech Lizar Ma'od B'Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah. One must be very careful when it comes to the Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah, because it is a mitzvah chavivihi ad ma'od. It is so important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, afilu ani ha-mispanis min ha-tzedakah sholom ocher k'susav lokeach shemen l'hadlak. Even a poor person needs to sell all his clothes in order to get Neiros Chanukah. He really only needs to get one there, because that's the basic level. But he needs to sell his clothes in order to get that one candle. The Mishnah Berurah says, because of Pursumei Nisa, and the Be'er Halacha says that we find this by the Dalet Kosos also, and that's probably where the Mechaber learns it from, that by Dalet Kosos and by Neiros Chanukah, a poor person needs to sell all his clothes in order to get enough money to fulfill that mitzvah. But again, it only needs to be that one candle. Siv Beis, Kama Neiros Madlik, how many candles do you need to light? B'layla Harisho Madlik Echa, the first night, one candle. Mikam Eilach Mosif Olech Echa B'chol Laila. From then on, you add another candle each night. Acha B'layla Achron, Yiyushmon. Until on the last night, you have eight candles. The Mishnah Berurah says that if he doesn't have enough, he only has enough for one for each night, so then that's enough. If he has nine candles, so then he should light two on the second night, and then on the third night, he should only light one, because he doesn't have enough. If oil is very expensive, it's better to light wax candles in order to get the mahadrin min a mahadrin than to only light one candle of oil. There's a discussion in the poskim, what happens if you don't have a house? So do you have to rent a house? So Rav Yashiv actually poskins that you need to rent a house, because if you don't have a house, you're not chayiv in the mitzvah. So he says you need to try and be mechayiv yourself in the mitzvah, so therefore you need to rent a house in order to be obligated in the mitzvah, whereas all the other poskim disagree. What about if you are, what is defined as a house? There's a discussion, is a houseboat, does that count as a house? What about if you're on a plane? So most poskim say that if you're on a plane or a train, even for a couple days, if you're not, you're not going to be chayiv in the mitzvah. They won't let you light on the plane anyway. Some say you should turn on a flashlight. But again, you should try and avoid flying on Hanukkah. So Rav Yashiv says that if you already booked the flight, and therefore you can't really avoid flying on Hanukkah, and it's going to be a major hefsid, so then he says it's okay, and you can go on that flight, but you have to realize you're going to lose out on a Kiyam Mitzvah. So therefore he says that even though you're ones, you're losing out on the Kiyam Mitzvah, you shouldn't really have put yourself in this situation in the first place, so you really have to cheshbon, how important is this flight for me to take? This comes up a lot with people flying on Hanukkah, so we should try our best to avoid being on a plane the entire night, and we should put ourselves in a situation where we're able to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. If there's no choice, so then you could fly, and again, you just don't get that Kiyam Mitzvah.